y'all. This is Casey Layman talking to Erdolo Iromo. If you have been checking into the site within the last couple of months, we have had a few articles where we either have mentioned Erdolo or was an article written by him. The reason why you need to know him is Erdolo is one of the youngest senior executives in the mobile industry, which is currently booming, even though our economy is taking a bit of a dive. Right now, he serves as Senior Vice President of Sales and Client Services at Mobile Messenger. And we are just happy to have you on the line today, sir. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. It's been a productive month, productive year thus far, and we're hoping to close out the year above forecast, so really good.
All right. Well, can you tell me, I've heard through the grapevine that the story of how you got in the position you're in now is a really interesting one. Can you take us on your journey?
I'll be more than happy to do that. When I first got here, I was a junior account manager, and a good friend of mine, Dr. Wayne Bird, was giving me some tips in regards to how to rise up the corporate ladder fairly quickly. And I read a book. The author was Kevin Lowes. And I think I finished that book in less than 24 hours. And it really breaks down to you his story of how he started in the mailroom. After reading that book, I put a plan in place. And I'm a firm believer in the 7 habits of highly effective people. And one of the habits that it stresses for an individual to be effective is begin with the end in mind. So I outlined where I would like to be from the whole ecosystem, what I like to be considered as, and the number 2, just within the firm where I like to be, and just started working day and night. I told my mentors at the time and also my boss and the owners of Mobile Messenger what I was trying to do. And now that they've seen the outline, and then on top of the fact that they saw me working hard and there were results, it was fairly easy to rise up the corporate ladder.
All right. All right. So for all you young folks out there just getting out of school, pay attention. Might want to check out that book by Kevin Lowes. Now, one thing at Black is that we are definitely working on is trying to learn more about not just Black culture here in the U.S., but throughout the entire diaspora. And I know you moved here when you were around 8 from Ethiopia. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, I'd love to. I remember that day like it was yesterday, to be honest. It was January 10th, 1990. 8 years old, with my mother, my older brother, and my twin sister jumping on Lufthansa Airlines to go through Frankfurt, Germany, and to come to the land of milk and honey. I think sometimes what can easily be forgotten while living in the U.S. is how this place is looked at as a place of opportunity for millions and millions of people in other countries, whether it's a first world country or third world country. So I remember the feeling of euphoria, sort of surreal feeling. I can't believe, you know, we're here in America. I can't believe that we have this opportunity. And my father always stressed the importance of hard work. My father always stressed the importance of integrity. My father always stressed the importance of education and what it could do for you. And he's always stressed the saying out of the Bible, do unto others as you like them to do unto you. And just everything that I'm talking about really applied throughout the last 20, 22 years since I've been here. And, you know, through the Church of Christ and some other things that we're doing really help build a foundation to get to where I am today.
In regard to the mobile industry, because we're hearing on the news all day long, the economy is still in the slump, jobs are down, unemployment is up, and there's a lot of college graduates coming out optimistic but not entirely sure what's going to happen. But somebody who has an interest in mobile technology, because I think there's a lot of kids, you know, who are they're on top of it all. They know about the smartphones, they know about this and that. How can they start to get involved with this industry? Where does one begin their career with this?
Okay, so let me talk a little bit about the industry and how it got here, and then we can talk about how young people who are interested in getting into this industry can really achieve their goals within this ecosystem. So the mobile industry, really, if you trace back to 2000, 2001, 2002, when it started taking off here in the U.S. It's such a young industry, such a new industry, still so much growth left, still so much to be done. But the mobile industry really comes from the evolution of phones. What we call just regular phones or dumb phones or feature phones. Those are phones that we had 5 years ago where you pick up a Nokia phone and all you can do is call someone. Initially, you didn't have text. You could just call someone or you can, you know, leave a voice message or play some raggedy game on your phone. And the phone then evolved with device singularity, as you can see on your iPhone. Now you have Google Maps, you have Pandora, you could do banking, you can get on Facebook, Twitter, listen to music, read the Bible. You don't have to carry a Bible when you go to church anymore. And what's happening is, as the mobile world is evolving, all businesses, regardless of location, they're making their products available to end users directly on their cell phone. And because of this, from a product manufacturing standpoint, new phones are being built out with more memory. New phones are being built out that could handle all of this information. And from a gaming standpoint, games are coming out left and right where, you know, companies like the companies that make Nintendo or companies that make PlayStation, like Sony, they're acquiring these game developing companies out in market right now so that they could play in the future world of mobile and mobile billing. Now, how one could get into mobile, a young person, there's so many different ways you could get in. Number one, applications. If you can come up with an application today that can be used by the mass, whether it's a game, whether it's a limo pickup service or reading a book for kids, whatever it is, if you can come up with a game, because of Twitter and because of Facebook and because of social networking and how easy it is to get people to use products, you can actually make substantial amount of cash. Mm-hmm. To give you an idea, there was a game that recently launched in Q1 and Q2 of this year called Words with Friends.
Yes.
Are you familiar with that, Kim?
Am I? I'm a Words with Friends champion.
Okay, so I'll give you a little background on that. Words with Friends, the company that started Words with Friends, launched in Q1. The company just launched in Q1 of this year, I believe January, but don't quote me on that.
Okay.
The company just sold for $250 million because of the popularity of Words with Friends. Now, let's put things in perspective. It took AOL, I believe, 9 years to achieve 1 million subscribers.
Right.
I think it took Facebook 9 months, and it took Words with Friends 9 days. So all it is coming up with the right idea. We have a world where everyone has a voice. So if you have the proper social network and everyone, 10 people like your game and they forward it to 20 other people and the snowball takes over, from an application perspective, you can really build a brand that you can sell off fairly quickly. And now why is someone willing to buy that? People are willing to buy that because that's traffic. That's considered online traffic or mobile traffic, where a lot of people visit a website, then you have ad inventory that you could sell to end users. So that's one way. And another way to get into the mobile industry, really, is you have so many different companies that are building websites for mobile devices. Or let's say, for example, right now Pandora is building their mobile brand. Facebook is not monetizing off their mobile brand now. There are courses that are coming out in universities focused simply on mobile branding, mobile advertising, as well as mobile billing that one could take. And whether it's Facebook looking for new developers that have been trained in mobile branding to come on board, this is definitely an industry that kids don't want to ignore in the future. The same boom that we had in 99 for the online, or they call it the dot-com boom, is the same boom happening in mobile.
Right, because this is something that honestly didn't really exist a decade ago, and now all of a sudden it is the thing that has all of us, you know, it has us, our rapt attention. Wow.
So okay. True. Think about it, Kim. Think about, I don't know who you bank with, but I bank with Chase and Bank of America. Mm-hmm. I don't go to the bank anymore, number one.
Right.
Number two, I don't check my balance online anymore. I just check on my phone. So everything is going to the cell phone with device singularity. One device for everything.
That's amazing. So does that explain to Ardolo why the companies, the phone companies, the mobile companies come out with these new prototypes for us every year? Like the person who bought, I'm an iPhone user. So the person who brought their iPhone in 09, is that iPhone still capable of doing what the 2012 iPhone is doing, or is the upgrading necessary?
It depends on if you're talking about from an actual physical product perspective or if you're talking about the iPhone from a software perspective. The iPhone in 2009 didn't have a camera phone, right? And the iPhone in 2010 didn't have a video phone, nor could you FaceTime. So anything with the physical iPhone that's been upgraded, you'd have to upgrade. But if you're talking about software updates, then it shouldn't be an issue as long as you have a phone that came out not too long ago. So I have the AT&T iPhone. I think it's called the 4S. So if I still have the 4, I'm 100% fine as long as I'm constantly updating in iTunes.
Okay. And this is a personal question from me to you as a consumer. For those of us who have gone through several models of phones and still have old phones, what can we do with those phones? Is there a way to recycle them? Like, what would be the best use of an old cell phone that somebody's no longer using?
There's really no industry rule around that, but I could tell you what I do. I mean, you can easily give it away to Goodwill, and they'll take that and give it to someone who needs it, number one, or they'll take that to a third world country and fix it up, refurbished, and sell it for a low price. Or number two, if you have an iPhone, if you have a smartphone, you do have certain locations where you could turn in your iPhone for a dollar amount.
Well, we thank you so much for talking to us, and we will be keeping an eye on you and your career and where it takes you. And this industry is definitely something that we all need to be paying close attention to.
Thank you for your time, Kim. I
Thank
appreciate
you,
everything.
Ardolo. Take
Take
care.
care. Bye-bye.
Bye.